Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com. Upwork.com.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, people, here we go. On a Wednesday, let's make it rain for you, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Jane Martinez, Joe and Ari, guys, thank you very much for stopping by, hanging out with us here as you get your coffee going, get your day going, and as we try to put it all together, Game 3, NBA Finals tonight. Finally, the wait is over. We only have another, I don't know, 2 weeks of this back and forth, but it is happening tonight. Oracle, Oakland, 9 o'clock. Get ready. We will finally see if the Golden State Warriors, does it really matter that half the team is actually injured? Will they be able to step up? Will Toronto be able to go ahead and get one back here on the road? A lot of questions to be answered tonight. We'll try to dive through it, let you know what the numbers say, what Vegas thinks, and, of course, what we think. And it's so funny. You know, Dane, somebody had sent me this yesterday, and I couldn't believe it. But, you know, what is old again, I guess, is new again. And I'm not even sure, maybe Venmo Brian, I'm not sure if he was even around for these. But
I can't wait.
Does he even know what MTV is? Let's start with that. If he knows what MTV is in the right ball, then he's got a shot at knowing this. But I guess
Venmo
MTV.
Venmo B, are you aware of what MTV is?
I'm aware.
All right, fantastic. So good.
All right. All right. So we're halfway
now. We're halfway there. That's good, though. But again, you know, his version of MTV and what we grew up with are two totally different things. But I guess running out of complete ideas, which is what they are doing, and MTV being as irrelevant as it has been, they are bringing back Punk'd, and they are bringing back Singled Out, which
Singled Out was the bomb.
Singled Out was amazing.
That was Jenny McCarthy, right?
Right. And then, of course, Ash Butcher with Punk'd, and of course, we've had a million spinoffs of Punk'd ever since. But Punk'd has got to be 10 years old, and Singled Out is even older than that. But I mean,
Singled
Brian,
Out.
Did
singled
you
out
see
has
any
to be
of
like early mid 90s?
Do you know any of those shows?
Punk'd, not Singled Out. I don't know what Singled Out is.
All right, Punk'd he knew. All right, so Punk'd he knew. So all right, yeah. So Singled Out was more, you know, you and me, Dane.
Yeah.
In those eras, but they're actually bringing those shows back, like rebooting those shows, and I guess because now it's time to. Now it's time to sit there and try and tackle the new generation of Venmo Brian. I'm cracking up because Punk'd has been done a million times over. I mean, it was, It was Candid Camera before it was Punk.
It started with like Candid Camera, like right. In the 60s, right? Come on.
And now they're bringing that back, but Singled Out. How cool was that show, man? Were you a big fan of that?
I was a big fan. That's what started my love for Jenny McCarthy. I will say this, though. You know how we talk about applying the 2019 society and culture and sensitivities, shall we say, right, to the past? Now, Singled Out went very clearly along kind of gender roles, I would say.
Yes.
And I don't know that these days it would be received as the same. Well, you know, like it was like, wouldn't the guy be like, oh, I want a blonde. And then all the brunettes and the redheads would have to like walk out and like walk past them. And he'd be like, ooh, but you fine, honey. Wouldn't mind to hang out with you anyway. You know, that sort of thing. I don't think it would work. And what about, you know, what about our transgender friends? What about our LGBTQ friends that it don't fit? Like, this was just straight up, you know, like meatheads and Barbie dolls.
I am so glad you brought that up because apparently this format is going to be significantly different than what the original format was going to be. It is going to be a lot more. It's going to be a hip hop contemporary theme, first of all. It's also going to be more social media / Tinder kind of situation there. Swipe left, swipe right. And they're going to be a little more inclusive tolerance this time. To alternative lifestyles, apparently, they said. And it's not going on TV. It's going to strictly be a streaming situation for them.
You're very deep there.
Which just cracks me up. But you're right. That was, you're talking about 95 to 98, somewhere in that ballpark there.
Yeah.
It was way before Tinder. It was way before swipe right, swipe left. You could actually hear the thoughts of people as the not swiping left, swiping right, but actually as these people were walking in front of them. Man, some of the best comments in the world, though, man. I mean, that was some quality television back in the day.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're in an age of reboots. You know, we're completely in an age of reboots. Let me tell you something. I'm seeing also, because, you know, the finals are back tonight on ABC, and they are promoting the Pressure Luck. No whammy, no whammy, no whammy, and stop. That game show, it's like, it's so crazy, the things that Venmo Brian will be introduced to or reintroduced to, as it were. You know, like, basically, people have to stop thinking it's just dusting off old things, whether it's using the same beats for songs, whether it's All in the Family and the Jeffersons in front of a live studio audience, or whether it's some of the movies that they're redoing, like Lion King is getting redone. You know, it's like, where's the creativity gone in this generation?
It's funny. I believe Carmen Electra was the one that replaced Jenny McCarthy, too, afterwards. Because, right? Remember that Carmen came in afterwards, and then you had the whole Dennis Rodman thing. But she left. Jenny got her own TV show after Singled Out.
Jenny
she got
made
her own
start off of this because she, like, became one of the first, in my opinion. Like, she was, like, you know, the hot blonde bombshell, whatever.
Right.
But that was also a little potty mouth, you know? That was also, like, the guy's could also, like, whatever. And she do that in the show, like slap the guy's butts and like, you know that. And I think she built her brand off of that.
Yeah, she did. She got her own show, Jenny, and it was all downhill from there. And she met Jim Carrey, and it was all awful. All right, get ready. We'll start talking Game 3 tonight next.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. If you want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right.
Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing different is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
All right, guys, here we go. Game three tonight, NBA Finals. The latest coming up here. Welcome in, Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez, as we make it rain, as we reminisce. What is old again, what is old is new again, and that is for sure, as MTV is bringing back two of the classics. They're Punked and Singled Out, and we're laughing because Venmo Brian, Punked he knew. But Singled Out way in the mid-90s there, way before The Bachelor, Bachelorette, and way before Tinder. You had to swipe right actually in front of people, which made it extremely awkward, and some great television there. And Jenny McCarthy, one of our all-time favorites. That's what launched her. But it just seems like everyone seems to be running out of ideas or just kind of rebooting everything. Like you said, no whammies. That to me cracks me. That was one of my favorite game shows of all time.
Oh, me too. Fuck.
And you're right. I saw the actual coming attraction there on ABC. They're bringing that back. And I don't mind those. I don't mind the old school game shows because I thought those were some of the most creative in the world. But when you guys are watching the game tonight, I'm sure they're going to be running that trailer, man. And that whole little whammy thing, which I think eventually became the Little Caesar's Pizza guy, didn't he? I mean, because it looked like the same damn
close
dude. All right.
Close. Maybe it's the same graphic designer they hired. Yeah. For that campaign.
I'm telling you, man, nobody's got an original idea. Everyone just seems to copy what somebody else did. But that's the world that we live in. I'm not sure anybody's going to be able to duplicate what we have seen here with the Golden State Warriors anytime soon, although they are trying. Certainly, they're going to be trying in the offseason to do so. But tonight, listen, we got no Kevin Durant. We heard about that last day, right? About 3:30 yesterday afternoon, the news broke that Kevin Durant would not make game three, that he is, in fact, practicing, though. He's been on the court, and Steve Kerr is giving the thumbs up, telling everyone, hey, it looks good. But he's not going to be there for tonight's game. We also know, and we've also actually, we had a chance yesterday to see that Klay Thompson, that's a hammy problem, guys. And the thing with hamstrings, and even Klay Thompson knows this because even he said it, you know, there's this very fine line between roughing it, you know, going through the pain and then cutting and completely blowing your hamstring out and not being able to play for another 6 months. There is that real fine line there. 24, 48 hours is not going to be enough time for him to heal. So ultimately, what do we got? We've got a game here tonight that will not have Kevin Durant, will not have Klay Thompson, will have Boogie Cousins, will not have Looney, who's out altogether. So a little thinner, still has Steph Curry, still has Andre Iguodala, still has Draymond Green, still has a supporting cast, which most of you have probably never heard of. But what you need to know is that every time they have been called on, especially over the playoffs, guess what? They deliver. So the markets yesterday, well, they reacted because while we were on the air yesterday morning, we watched -6, -6.5 for Golden State. That news broke about 3:30, and right now I've seen as low as 4.5 now across the board, which, again, is kind of what we told you was going to happen, which is why we said if you love Toronto, guys, if you're back in Toronto, yesterday morning was the time to jump on it when you can get 6, 6.5. Because once that news came down, it was going to go one of two ways. Kevin Durant's playing, you were probably going to get bumped up. But if Kevin Durant's not playing, Klay Thompson not playing, you're getting exactly what we're seeing here. 5, 4.5, 5 now in a lot of these books. So, but the interesting part to me about the numbers from a Vegas perspective is, have you noticed the totals haven't budged? The total is still around 213, 213.5 in some places. So although the number, the spread has come down, the total kind of remains the same. And from what I'm seeing, it looks still like there's kind of a, you know, Joes versus pros thing going on here. The Joes continue to hammer the over while the pros continue to hammer the under, which I think is why we aren't seeing a whole lot of movement going on here just yet. But I do think that might change as well. But I mean, right now it's kind of 213, 4.5, 5. You've got a shorthanded, without a doubt, Golden State Warriors. I hope you took the Raptors yesterday if that was the direction that you wanted to go. If you are in Golden State, listen, you think you're winning regardless, right? So if you're back in Golden State, you figure I'm home. I don't care who it is. We're winning. Well, your number just got a hell of a lot easier to lay 4.5 or 5 as opposed to 6, 6.5, or even possibly 7. So that's why they got to play the game, Dane. That's the best part about this, is that this game will be played tonight. But certainly the markets across the board reacted. No Klay Thompson. And even, and what we say they were going to say, game time decision, right? It's exactly what it is. But I can tell you, watching him yesterday and just the reactions, he's not going to be even close to 100% if he plays at all. And they've got to be very careful with him, because that hamstring is, you know, it's one thing to shoot. Like, it's not going to affect him shooting. But now all of a sudden, he's not a defender anymore, because you can't defend without having a healthy hamstring, which opens up, obviously, some lanes and some other things for the Toronto Raptors. So not a lot of surprise yesterday, Dane. All in all, I think it played out the scenarios exactly like we thought they would. But it comes down to, I really think, what is Klay Thompson's availability and how much of a factor is that hamstring going to be him for him tonight? And I don't know. Will you look at this game and go, you know what? If the Raptors, if you're going to win one on the road, guys, they better probably win this one tonight. No?
Yes, I think that's the way it's playing out. I think this is, you know, this is a golden opportunity for the Toronto Raptors, okay? Like, there's no other way around it, okay? No Kevin Durant, although I think that might be for the last time. I think we will see the return of Kevin Durant in Game 4. Like I told you at the end of last week, Joe, you mentioned it. They said he is getting some work in. He is practicing. Klay Thompson, I think you're right. I think this is a hamstring. I think I actually think he's going to try to go. All right. But I think he will be compromised. I think he will be far below 100%. You know, we saw it yesterday. You said you saw the way he was moving. I also heard him on the microphone, Joe. And he was like, listen, you know, we'll see what the doctors say, but I can't believe that I wouldn't be out there. You know, he's talking like a guy who wants to go and all that. Here's the, you know, Game 3 tonight is different than every other game in the finals for one reason. And I think it's an important one, Joe. Because there's only a 1 day rest until Game 4. Okay, we got Game 3 tonight. game four is Friday. In every other break between games of the NBA Finals, there's at least 2 days in between. This is the only time when there's only one game in between. So I believe that the prudent decision for the long view would be actually, you're right, to have no KD and no Klay Thompson today. Because let's say Klay goes, right, and not hurts it again, but aggravates it, tweaks it, he's more sore, then he might not be able to go for game four because of the quicker turnaround. I think they need to rest them up and then have them for games four and beyond. And so what that means is tonight is a golden opportunity for the Toronto Raptors. I think the Golden State Warriors are going to try to sneak one by at far less than 100% when they are compromised. I think, remember how we were talking about it at the beginning of the series for KD? We were like, hey, they're only going to bring him back when they need him, right? I think they're going to try and steal game three without some of their horses and then, you know, have these guys back when they need them on Friday. But, you know, you're right. If Toronto is going to get back in this series, they need to win tonight because they will be facing a compromised Warriors team.
It is a record for the Golden State Warriors, guys. In fact, they are receiving a record low amount of tickets being bet on them right now. The first time in almost forever since they started this whole journey back in 2014, 2015. They are only getting about 38% of the tickets that are being written right now coming in on Golden State. And most of that is averaging out to about a 5-point favorite. We'll keep an eye on that, but that is the first time in more than almost 2 years the Warriors are in jeopardy of closing with fewer than 40% of the bets on them. What does it all mean? What does the trends tell us? What does the TNA say? We'll dive into that. We'll do it coming up next year as we look to make it rain for you on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY Radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be. So we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS, WeatherTech.com. Proudly made in America.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, only at rotoexperts.com. Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Relief pitcher of the New York Yankees, Tommy Cainley, joins us. Between you and Zach Britton, Adam Ottavino, what's it like sitting next to those guys after the fifth and sixth inning, just kind of wondering who's going to get the call?
It's fun, man. You know, we hang out, we goof around sometimes, but around like the fourth, fifth inning, we're all kind of doing our routines, everything we got to do to get ready. We do feed off each other. It's fun to be around these guys.
Weekdays, noon to 2 p.m. Eastern on the EVA-TSY Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
Man, what a night for some hashtag torn tickets. Woo! Wow. Major League Baseball. So much fun to bet. We'll dive into some of those games here coming up. Want to welcome you in. Here is Dane Martinez. I'm Joe Ranieri. Let's make it rain here tonight. Game five. Game five. What the hell am I on? I'm on, sorry. That would be in the NHL. Game three tonight here. Yep.
That's all right.
Zigzag there, too. We'll talk about that. But the game three here tonight, and we were telling you, line has moved down. I certainly hope the Toronto backers, you guys heeded the advice yesterday, ran, got the six and a half, why it was available, and still even. A lot of people feeling total disrespect here for the Toronto Raptors. Even still, as we look at a -5, -4.5, the idea that we're still even that high with as many people being out. No Kevin Durant, we know for sure. Klay Thompson, like Dane said, is probably good. They said game time decision, which was to be expected. Yeah. He's going to make it a go, but, again, even if he does, how effective is a guy going to be who can't pivot off of a hamstring, not for shooting purposes, but for our defensive purposes, which is really been the key to the first two games here, is the teams that really locked down on defense. So I don't know how effective he's going to be. Vegas, obviously, dropping from 6.5 to 5, 4.5. We are looking at a 2-point swing here. And right now, Golden State is receiving some of the lowest percentages of bets that they have received in over 2 years right now. 38% currently of the betting tickets in game three against Toronto are coming in on them. And that is low, and they might be closing with fewer than 40% of these tickets. Has not happened in a long, long time. And if you look at Steve Kerr and the Golden State Warriors, when they have received fewer than 40% of the tickets, in fact, it's happened just 9 times in his tenure. Only 4 of those came when Steph Curry was playing. So a lot of those tickets and a lot of that, And let's face it, when you have under 40%, it generally means that you've gotten a lot of public support going the other way. Public support, keep in mind, games one and two. I mean, game one, they got 66% of the tickets. Game two, they got 71% of the tickets. So the public loved Golden State in games one and two. The public, even though they're home, Not so much here with all of these injuries starting to pile up. But those 4 games that Steph Curry didn't play where they received 40% of those tickets, guys, 4-0 straight up against the spread. And, oh, yeah, they've beaten their opponents by over 20 points per game in that stretch. So what does that mean? Well, those 4 wins also came during the playoffs. They absolutely had Steph Curry involved in the equation. And you have to look at this, and I know it's hard, and the reason why we're not seeing a complete flip here, Dane, is because the sharps, there's still a lot of sharp money out there on, even though you've gotten less than 40% of the tickets right now, the percentage of money is still there, meaning the bigger bets are still coming in on Golden State. So why is that? Well, for the reasons that I just told you. How many times does Golden State, with the same nucleus of guys here, how many times do they have to prove people wrong and go, every time you doubt them, they end up coming up smelling like roses? And, oh, yeah, pretty profitable not to doubt them. And I think that's why we haven't seen this come way down. I mean, almost a flip. I mean, it opened up, what, 5.5? But you're seeing... you're seeing 5s and 4.5s now, guys. And even some Toronto Raptor fans I talked to yesterday, guys out in Vegas are going, I don't know how this isn't 2.5, 3. Honestly, just simply the home court advantage kind of thing. A lot of people are trying to figure out, like, what is going on? when you have that little support from a ticket percentage standpoint, well, that means there's obviously some big time, there's some big sharps here that are still laying with Golden State because they know, guys, injuries, no injuries. The one constant with Golden State over the years has been Steve Kerr as a coach. And, oh, yeah, Steph Curry is still on the floor. And as long as you have those two things, sharps are not going to overreact. The public will. Sharps won't. And as long as you've got those two things, Dane, Golden State, especially at home, and they haven't been home in like a month, by the way.
Right.
They won the last two games in Portland on the road. The first two games here on the road. That place, if you thought Drake and Toronto and Jurassic right. Park was on, it's going to be absolutely out of control tonight. And like you've always said, Dane, home court matters in the NBA playoffs.
You're absolutely right, Joe. Home court does matter. You know what else we were just talking about like 25 minutes ago? We were talking about the reboot of a game show that you love. And I think mm-hmm. that is apropos for the Warriors right now. The Warriors are pressing their luck, Joe. That's what it comes down to, okay? Like, you know, everyone was like, oh, they don't need Kevin Durant. Okay, fine. Oh, they don't need Looney. Okay, fine. Oh, they don't need Clay. We'll see. It's okay that Iguodala's not 100%. We'll see. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I just think that they are, like, I think ultimately they'll be okay. I'm still confident in my Warriors series bet. You know what I mean? But sure. You got to admit that they're pressing their luck right now. And they're like, no whammy, no whammy, hoping that game three is not the whammy. I think that's what it comes down to, Joe. I think the analogy is really fitting with all these injuries. You know, we're wondering if the vision of this unbeatable Golden State Warriors team that is a dynasty on par with Jordan's Bulls and the Celtics and the Lakers. Well, they are pushing their luck. We said before the series, you know, I made a joke with you, Joe, that like your analysis to try to find how Toronto wins began with things like anything can happen or like Steph Curry can roll an ankle. Well, guess what? These things are happening, Joe. Klay Thompson's pulled a hamstring. Mm-hmm. Kevin Durant's not going to be back until at least game four. You know, we lose Looney, even though, you know, I mean, that's maybe not as big of a thing, but it's a thing. Like, you know, when you say anything can happen, some of the anythings are happening, Joe. And that's like, that's the way I see this series. You know, a normal Warriors team that keeps on going. I didn't think there was any way the Raptors would get this done. Okay, I thought the Warriors would need to have some chinks in their armor because their bar of consistent excellence was so high. But that's exactly what's happening, and that's what I think is throwing it into doubt. I am very interested to see how this plays out in Game 3 if a compromised Warriors squad who is pressing their luck can get through Game 3 at home with the support of their fans. Well, you're right, because home court does matter. And who knows, Jerebko might go 6 of 7 from three-point land, or Quinn Cook might drop 20 tonight, and that's absolutely possible, right? But they're pressing their luck, Joe.
They are. But there's a couple of things you have to take into consideration, because you have to ask yourself with the Golden State Warriors. Number one, how is it they have been this resilient no matter what has happened over the years? How have they been this resilient? Well, two things.
They play
number
the right
one,
way. Ball movement, well, open shots. Right. They play the right way.
And that's the situation here, is that number one, I definitely think from a, I guess, notoriety standpoint and from a credit standpoint, I think Steve Kerr is probably one of the most underrated NBA coaches of all time. Not just... I think because they've been so successful and because of the era of basketball where we kind of shrug off and be like, wow, you got the best team. Of course he's going to win. I think what we have seen here time and time again, and we have such short memories, is that that is not how it works. It is not just because you have the best players that you win. There is a lot that goes in this, and it starts with the head coach. And we talked about it. You know, on Monday, we talked about how in the hell does Golden State, not just once, but it's a theme under Steve Kerr, where the third quarter comes out and they steamroll you. Well, what happens in the NBA, guys, is when they go back into that locker room, adjustments are made. That's the biggest adjustment period in an NBA game, is what happens from the second quarter, halftime, you come out to the third. What adjustments are being made? Now, you can't see the forest from the trees. You do need, obviously, you need players, you need talent, you need guys that are smarter above the shoulders, but you also need a leader. You need a guy that can actually point out and say, guys, this is what they're doing. This is what we need to do. This is how we counteract it. Now go out and execute. And from that standpoint, I think Steve Kerr, 24-3 straight up, 18-9 against the spread in the playoffs, when they have this thing called a 30-plus assist a game. And it is Steve Kerr's brand of basketball. It is his coaching. It is his adjustments.
Yep.
He doesn't get nearly as enough credit for it. And, yes, he's got some of the best players in the world. We get that. But none of that means anything if you don't have a guy pushing the right buttons at the head of that. And that's what you've got with Steve Kerr. So I think having Steve Kerr and having that one consistent, two consistents, again, guys, let us not forget. Every time Steph Curry, we mention Steph Curry, you know, the numbers with Steph Curry on the floor. Well, also with Steph Curry has been Draymond Green. So that Draymond Green, Steph Curry, those two superstars on the court, and we know Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson are going to be missed, but those two constants, having Steph Curry and Draymond Green on the court and Steve Kerr on that sideline at home and being able to jump in from the bench and know this ain't isolation basketball, guys. We are not the Houston Rockets. We have seen it time and time again this playoffs, not to mention over the last 5 years. Guys off the bench fit right into the system because they understand their role, which is why they're still a 4.5, 5-point favorite, guys, because they're at home and you still have Draymond, Steph, you still have Steve Kerr, and you got role players. And we haven't even gotten into Boogie Cousins and what an X factor he is yet. But when you're trying to figure out why the hell are they still a 5-point favorite? Well, that's why they're still a 5-point favorite, because their brand of basketball, Dane, it allows them and affords them the benefit of the doubt, because we know and we've seen it before from them.
This is true. But Kawhi Leonard is that dude
who
might be able to get one by himself. And when the Golden State Warriors drew up a defensive scheme against him, it involved three players. None of them are going to be 100% tonight.
Good point.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
I weigh 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials for a decade. I was like, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the eighth Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-961-3631, 800-961-3631, 800-961-3631, 800-961-3631.
All right, guys, so the game is tonight. We know that. How about two risk-free wages of up to $1,000? Would you like that? Well, all you got to do is head over to pointsbet.com/grid, open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account, enter the promo code GRID, and get yourself two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today. And in addition to traditional betting, PointsBet has its own betting concept, which is really cool. So customers, you guys get rewarded by how much you win your bet by. So, for example, if you, let's say, took the Rams laying 3, but they end up covering the spread by 7, how about you get 7 times your stake? Awesome. It's pointsbet.com/grid, promo code GRID, and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today and give yourself the opportunity to cash in tonight. NBA Game 3, Warriors, Toronto. And I got to tell you, too, we've been talking, and good morning. Welcome in here to Fantasy Sports Radio Network as we make it rain each and every morning for you, Joe Ranieri, alongside Dane Martinez. We will dive into some of the other things that are happening, of course, over the next couple of days. We still have a NHL zigzag Stanley Cup final going on tomorrow, Belmont this weekend, Major League Baseball in full effect, and don't
World
forget
Cup.
Women's World Cup. So we'll touch base on that as we move along here through the morning. But it's so fun, the NBA, from a standpoint, and why the NFL and the NBA, and they've done a great job, but why they are 12-month-a-year sports, meaning that from a media standpoint, from a talk show standpoint, for guys like Dane and I, we always have something to talk about when it comes to the NFL and again, OTA.
Schedule release, draft combines, it don't matter.
But more importantly, yes, they've got all those things. Every other sport's got some sort of combination of that, too. But what we have in the NBA and what we have in the NFL is we continue to get drama, storylines, personalities, people that we know. The great thing about the NBA is that it is filled with a bunch of stars, right? The NFL and the NBA are filled with stars, guys that we are attracted to, guys that we feel we know, even though we don't. But hell, we go out and buy their jersey. We wear it. We pretend we're LeBron. We act as if, you know, I've been friends with Dwayne Wade for 20 years. I know him better than anybody. When you have that kind of league, when you have those kinds of stars, and that's why it's so important to have a stars-driven league, when you have quarterbacks like Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady, you get these storylines and you get these things. It almost doesn't matter what the hell happens on the court because it's more interesting to talk about everything else. And, oh, yeah, you know, they dropped 25 or they threw 3 touchdowns. Right. But it's everything else that surrounds those teams, those coaches, these players that makes it so much more fun to talk about, which is why they're top of mind 12 months out of the year. Baseball, listen, we could break down 15 games in baseball over here and bore everyone absolutely to death. Baseball, unfortunately, the only thing we do have is the game itself. And the minute you start talking more than 5 or 10 minutes. Yeah, but even you know, listen, I could talk Yankees and Red Sox, you know, for 10 minutes and talk about the game, but I'm going to bore people to death. Why? Because there isn't that same kind of intrigue when it comes from the fans where it's like, I really want to know what David Price is doing right now. Like, I care whether or not David Price was seen out to dinner or who he was. Baseball doesn't have it. The NHL, they don't have it. Although, you know, regionally, of course, everyone's going to support their St. Louis right now in Boston. They're going to be the talk of the town. But the NBA and the NFL, they're 12-month-a-year sports, not because they're playing 12 months a year. In fact, I could argue that the least important thing in the NBA and the NFL are actually a lot of times the games themselves. Who cares? It's everything leading up to the game and everything that happens after the game that makes headlines. And that's kind of what you've got here. And I know the ratings aren't great in this NBA playoffs and this finals, but that is to be expected here, guys. You got no LeBron James, who's the biggest star, right? You got no LeBron, so you lose a little luster there. You've got a different country basically being represented where the viewership in Canada ain't going to be counted here in the U.S., and I can assure you it's a number one rating grabber in Canada. Not going to be that here. Yeah, it's not going to be that here. So it's a little different, but by far, I think, way more intrigue, way more drama and excitement leading up to these games, even though it's Canada and Toronto versus Golden State. Oh, fatigue, been there, done that. Listen, this kind of storyline, these kinds of, this guy's hurt, that guy's hurt, this guy's coming off the bench. I think it makes it very unique here, these NBA playoffs, because instead of just focusing all week, Dana, on the games and X's and O's, man, I can't remember a finals that had this much drama from a team, by the way, who was already in game one in preseason and was said they're going to get the trophy. Right. And there's still a lot of up in the air going, I don't know if they're going to get the trophy. And it's because of everything else that has happened leading up to the game. And I think it's fascinating this year with this series and these two teams. And yes, the ratings aren't great, but I think those are other factors. This is the most interesting, if not inquisitive, NBA finals that we have had in a long, long time because of the X factors. And, Dane, we just don't know, do we?
Yeah, I think that's a good point. And I'll even add to that, Joe, when you talk about things like the intrigue of this series, I think another facet of it is, and you talk about the 12-month-a-year league that the NBA has become, you know, Joe, three of the top four impending free agents are in this final series as well. Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson, Kawhi Leonard, you know, like everybody other than Kyrie, like the four Ks are the biggest free agents to be in about 3 or 4 weeks, you know, and three of them are playing in these finals. So not, I think that also adds to the intrigue, like the injury drama. Okay. But like, the thing is like, ooh, can the Raptors do enough to keep Kawhi? And what happens if they win? What happens if they lose a tough 7-game series? What does that mean for Kawhi's impending free agency? I could say the same exact narrative for Kevin Durant, right? So it's not only the injuries. It's not only the idea of the Warriors solidifying themselves as one of the best dynasties of all time, going 3 in a row and 4 out of 5. I think it's also like there is the idea of what will these championship teams look like in a mere month from now? Okay, because will KD be there? Will Kawhi move out west? Will Boogie Cousins rehab his image and game enough to deserve a huge payday in about a month? I think that also adds to the intrigue, and we have, you know, something new here. We've seen the Warriors up against LeBron. Now we're seeing them up against somebody new, and other people are getting to kind of build their narratives and their stardom. We're being introduced to Kawhi as a truly elite superstar. So I think you're right. And maybe we have some intrigue in the actual games, albeit because Golden State maybe is compromised. But yeah, there's a lot of facets to be intriguing. But I think not the least of which is the fact that free agency for some of these superstars is on the horizon.
Yeah, and it just it never ends. And kudos to the NBA. And even if you don't watch basketball right during the year, hearing that the big bad wolf here, the champion, the Golden State Warriors, that they are wounded. And it's just also amazing that there's not more hate, I think, for the Golden State Warriors like there has been for not only LeBron James, but for like the Patriots, you know, these teams that Yankees,
Alabama.
Right. I mean, there's so much you're going. I can't wait for them to lose. It's amazing to me how it has played out where people are really starting to now they're starting to feel sorry because Golden State went from pure favorite, hand them the trophy to. Oh, these poor guys, they can't catch a break. Like, everyone's hurt. You know, it's unbelievable how the narrative has shifted here. And yet you still have, you know, Toronto going, guys, we were the underdog here, remember? Like, hello, we're, and they still can't get any respect because even with everybody on the sideline in a cast or something in a whole mash unit there, you still have them getting 5 points on the road when they are, for the most part, healthy. All their starters, everybody. There's nobody in question there for Toronto. And yet they went from 2-point favorites at home to now 5-point underdogs with half a team available to Golden State. It's truly fascinating to me to watch how this has been unfolding. And tonight I think is only going to add to the intrigue. What does Boogie Cousins bring to the table after coming up with 28 minutes? You know, that's a whole different ball of wax now, too, with him. How do the bench players go? You and I were just talking going, do you guys realize for as unbelievable a situation for Golden State this is, the pressure for Toronto, right, on the road, they just let a game two slip away that they should have
won. They know
won.
This is their chance.
And they know tonight, guys. They know. So outside of Kawhi Leonard, this is like pucker up time here, people. Like, you know, is it Siakam? Is it Danny Green? Is it Kyle? This is it, guys. You lose tonight's game, the cavalry is coming here in game four. Like, you know, right. It's they're going to be
can't
here.
You can't win tonight.
Like,
what are you going to do when Clay and KD are back on Friday?
So, to me, the pressure is even ratcheted up higher. Yeah, Toronto, it's all on you, guys. To me, in a lot of aspects, Golden State got no pressure here tonight. Zero pressure being at home.
They don't want to go down 2-1 with injury concerns, though. They don't want to go down 2-1 with injury concerns, Joe. That would be a little bit. That would be
the problem is if they go down 2-1 with injury concerns, it doesn't really matter. You're still at home. It's okay because you know you've got Kevin Durant coming back. So you know that's coming next game. So even if you don't have to win game three at home.
I think they respect Toronto, though, enough to know that they don't want this cushion to evaporate.
Nobody let's say they wants lose, to they lose game tonight. Three, but Toronto's got more to lose. Toronto's got way more to lose than Golden State does.
Yes, you're right. But, like, if they lose tonight, the Warriors, right? And then let's say you talk about it. The cavalry comes back, right? And they look like themselves and win by 18 in game four on Friday night. Right. They are still, though, Joe, in a best-of-three series with two of those games on the road. Regardless, and like that's not a situation you want to be in. Maybe they'd be more comfortable than
other
teams.
What's the alternative, though? I mean, of course they don't want to lose.
There is pressure to win tonight. They have to win tonight. It's not like they're safe.
But it's not for a team that's been there 5 years in a row. They know if we lose tonight, so what? We still have to go out and win four games. They are not the ones that are going to be going. If I go down 2-1 and I've got now a fourth game here in Oakland and I couldn't beat them while they were shorthanded, to me, all that pressure is on Toronto. So Golden State's been there, done this. What are they? We don't win, we don't win. So what? Hey, at least we got a baked-in excuse, right? Hey, Calgary's coming. We'll be better. Toronto, you don't have that. You don't have that, we lose game three, no big deal. Oh, hell no. Like, you lose tonight, there's a good chance. This could be over in five. I don't even know what the series pricing is right now. But what would the series be pricing being in five or six then if they actually lose tonight, Toronto?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good point. And the series price is still where it's been, minus 290 for Golden State. You know,
it hasn't moved at all. It hasn't moved at all, right?
That's what I'm staring at FanDuel, at least. Yeah, minus 290 for the Dubs, plus 230 for Toronto. Here's the way I'd say it, Joe. And you're right. Like, we could talk about, like, who feels the pressure and how much it is and how comfortable a team like this is with it. You know how we always say that game five is such a pivotal swing game? I almost believe, Joe, that tonight is kind of like a game five. I mean, the series is tied 1-1. It's game three. But, like, this is such a pivotal swing. I think we both agree, Joe, that if Golden State can sneak this one by when they are compromised and less than 50%, I think you and I both agree – then the avalanche starts and, you know, the Raptors don't really have much of a chance. However, if Toronto does pull this out tonight and they are up 2-1, like, this is going to be, you know, this is going to be a nail biter for Warriors fans regardless, even if the cavalry comes back, even if they blow out in game four, because then you got to go to game five in Toronto in a series tied 2-2. Tonight is a huge swing game.
Yep, it's a swing game, but Toronto, you don't win, it's over. Will it be more difficult for Golden State? Yeah, if they don't win, but it ain't over. It's over for Toronto if they don't win tonight, by every stretch of the imagination.
Full-time fantasy. Most people right now are just really worried about Gurley, right? So if everyone has that sentiment, he's going to fall, and you have to decide. Now, if there's big money on the line, I'm not touching him.
Oh, for sure.
But in a basketball draft, if he's falling here, maybe I'll take a shot in case I'm wrong. Maybe he's fine. Maybe he's maybe he averages 15 touches per game, and that works for him. But I just don't see how this is going to get better. The only way it will is rest.
Weekdays, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech.com, proudly made in America.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
Well, rumors still surrounding Yankees and Dallas Keuchel. Will they? Won't they? Will they sign him? Won't they sign him? Where is Craig Kimbrel going? Maybe the most exciting part of the MLB right now is the fact that we've got two guys who probably should have been signed before the season still out there and all wondering exactly where they are going to land. Plenty of questions there as we are less than a month away. It's hard to believe, to the All-Star break here in MLB. The season is flying by. We'll talk a little baseball here coming up after the top of the hour. A big night for dogs last night. Not such a great night for sports bettors. A lot of guys hashtag torn tickets last night. Like, oh, my word, what an evening it was last night. To watch it all unfold was a little crazy there. And thank goodness, finally, I wasn't looking at a ticket that I wanted to burn along with the entire house down. So that was good. We also don't forget French Open is happening right now. You've got the Royal Canadian Open this week. We've got more baseball, the Belmont, plenty of ways for us to dive in here and make it rain, make it a bit of a profitable week, so to speak, as we get ready. Another major two just around the corner for golf. Hard to believe that And I can't say enough great things about what the PGA Tour has done by rearranging the schedule and keeping it top of mind this time of year.
Yeah.
I think it's one of the best moves they've made in a sport, by the way, worse than baseball, where you needed an act of God to happen in order for things to change. You know, they were for the longest time, the PGA Tour, like Major League Baseball, they were the, this is how we've always done it.
Right.
Well, good for them.
Yeah, because I think realize actually, competing against football for sports fans' enthusiasm is a problem. So they moved the schedule.
Yeah. Smart. Why drag it out? Give us our majors, and then we'll figure out what to do from there. All right, 1 hour in the books. Hour number two coming up here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's Upwork.com, Upwork.com.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by outsourcing around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. So when you buy from American Giant, you're taking a stand for hardworking people, local communities, and quality clothes. American Giant directly supports American manufacturers and ensures you aren't footing that tariff bill. Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.